After wrapping the Bourne trilogy, director Paul Greengrass joked about making another sequel, The Bourne Redundancy. Well, today that becomes a reality with The Bourne Legacy.
Unnecessary epilogue or the Roger Moore to Connery's Bond? Ed Norton's CIA chief tells us up front to forget all about Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
Turns out Bourne was one of 9 secret agents biologically enhanced by Operation Treadstone. And now the CIA wants to kill them to cover its tracks. Matt Damon was supposed to return, but dropped out when Greengrass declined. They're replaced by Jeremy Renner, who makes a convincing action star, and director Tony Gilroy, who wrote the original trilogy and earned 2 Oscar nods for Michael Clayton. Gilroy teams with his 2 younger brothers, John, who edits the film, and Dan, who co-writes a script based in Bethesda. The action is swift, but the convoluted plot lacks a satisfying third act, while leaving room for another sequel. Before we all freak out about another remake, let's remember that Damon's Bourne Identity was itself a retread from the 80s, and it only got better as the series progressed. Time will tell whether this franchise is truly born again, but for the most part, I enjoyed this ride. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving The Bourne Legacy 3 out of 4 stars.
Good enough for me. I'm going to check it out.
Same here.